The Tennessee Senate has voted to let mental health and marriage counselors turn away patients on religious grounds. The decision came Wednesday morning despite strong opposition from groups representing gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people. The proposal comes in response to a 2014 revision to the American Counseling Association's Code of Ethics. The organization declared that counselors could not deny treatment to anyone based on religious objections. That includes gays and lesbians. Franklin Republican Jack Johnson says that upsets some counselors. He says when their religious beliefs conflict with clients, counselors ought to be able to refer them to someone else.
We are doing nothing to prohibit or restrict the ability of someone to get counseling from someone who is trained and willing to provide that counseling. And that should be our ultimate goal.
The Tennessee Counseling Association opposes the measure. Foes say it will make it harder for some people to get help, especially in rural areas where there are few counselors to begin with. They also say trumping a professional code of conduct creates a dangerous precedent. Nashville Republican Steve Dickerson, a physician, recalls advice given to him by a medical school dean when he was first going through training in the 1980s. At the time, many of his classmates feared they could be infected by treating patients with HIV.
He said, anybody in this room that's not willing to treat every patient without regard to your own personal safety or your own personal beliefs, there's the door. He said, leave right now.
Dickerson was one of five senators to vote against the measure. The proposal is also making its way through the House. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.